This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And the latest scoring coming from Cam Smith,
who was
included in the trade that brought him here, and also Paredes here from Tampa. He went deep, and you talked about this a little bit yesterday with Sean. And when you take a look at him, as you said, he is certainly a get off the bus,
no question.
I mean, he looks like he could be playing a couple of other sports.
It feels huge.
Like, that's not always the thing you get when you see baseball players. He looked like he could play the two other major sports and hockey.
Yeah, he's good looking now.
Many of you all watching that this weekend. But, yeah, you look at him and you're like, hey, if that dude can hit off-speed pitches, because he looks like a fella that can, and he just annihilated that fastball opposite field, and it was easy the way it went out. Yeah, that is a good looking young prospect.
Yeah, look, I mean, when you talk 6'3", 225, and you know that can be put together differently, right? I mean, you're obviously, dudes are built in different ways, and there's some really talented dudes that aren't. That 225 is spaced out a little differently. I'm telling you, when he jumps up there, I mean, like you said, the dude looks like he could play defensive end. The dude looks like he's been in a squat rack. And again, hopefully the flaws or the holes in his game are minimal and they can work through them quickly to get him in the bigs, because he's going to be a fun Astro to watch, assuming he gets there this year.
Yeah. I need to see a little closer shot up on John Singleton. He came out and was shredded at the plate. He was at the plate right after Cam Smith. And you could tell from a distance that he's lost some weight, that he's gone in. You could tell he's on that no carb, no sugar.
Oh, flat belly.
But I want to see a little closer, because I'm not seeing shredded. Now Adam Spolane said he saw him with his shirt off. I just want to get a closer shot of him. Proud of him. He looks good. Now, the swings at the plate look the same.
Yeah. Right, same free swinger.
Yeah, he's going after it. Yeah, he is trying to.
Has he done a bat flip yet?
I think he struck out.
So about a pop out or something.
He flipped it back in that box over there, back in that rack in that dugout.
I think he struck out. But outside of that, he looks. I want to see the shredded thing. I want to see this. Hey, John, take it off.
Well, Yankee shirt off, Eric.
Hey, come on, John. Let's go. Come on
now. The way Spillane reacted, I was expecting like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The way I'm hearing it. Sean lost it.
Yeah,
Sean lost the way he did it. Is I would expect him to look the way that David Njoku did in New Orleans.
Tyler, we saw Radio Row, no shirt on.
Multiple days.
Swim trunks.
Multiple days. That's what David Njoku wore. Swim trunks, no shirt.
Come on, man.
Just walking around.
Let's go down to Radio Row, boys, in our swim trunks, no shoes.
I'd love to.
Sandals, no shirt.
There's never going to be a time in my life that that's going to be my ministry.
Grow up.
I just don't have that in the cards. I mean, a lot of surgery.
The question is, if you were built like that, would you?
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying. Yeah. A lot of surgery.
I guarantee you're
dead serious.
I would have gone in there last week or a couple of weeks ago and done it.
Boy Ron?
You flip-flops and swim trunk? No shirt?
That's Paige.
He'd have wound up on Spear Night. Paige.
Let's go. Come on, boxers. Let's go.
Ron's got some juice to him.
Yeah, I would. Maybe that's why the good Lord told me now.
we can't give this one that Njoku body.
I'm going to saddle you with these soft picks, baby. Forever.
Oh, hell.
You're doing everything you can to get rid of them. They ain't going nowhere.
I gotta keep you on earth. I can't get you that head too big. You float off. Now, here's what I'm going to hit you with, bro.
I'm going to hit you with that David Njoku. You got to, and I'm going to make you cheap. So you're never going to feel the need to buy them. All right. This coming out from the captain, Joe Espada. Jose Altuve will play left field in the Grapefruit League game towards the end of this week, the captain said. So we will finally get to see it. That thing better be televised.
I hope it's Thursday, not Friday, because I need Pendergast and the boys to see it.
I do too. Yeah, I wouldn't.
Come on, Sean.
I need to see him in left field. I hope to God it is. It'll be because I want.
I hope he gets out there in left field and they treat him like they did me in right field at that softball game that day when they found out the duck was in right field and started hitting slicers.
Just hitting that way.
Oh,
you think the ball's gonna find him, right?
Oh, no question.
Oh, very quickly.
First inning.
Yes,
that's a prop.
What are the odds they come up? There's one hit in the left center field gap. He's got to go get. And then there's a guy on third and there's a single between short and third. He's got to come. I'm sorry, pop up to left field. He's got to catch that thing and show the hose.
That's the way baseball goes, man. We were on Little League. You all remember like the kid that was three times bigger than everybody else at whatever age, and he comes up to the plate, man. I remember I'd be at second base like, don't hit a screamer at me, man. Just don't hit it. Boom! Right there. Guaranteed.
Yeah, man, you're right-handed. What the hell are you going opposite field? But no, that'll be Friday. Last night, Hotel Lobby Bobby, Bob Nightingale, USA Today, he was on with Area 45. And the big thing over the weekend was the Nolan Arenado potential news, the rekindling of talks between the Astros and the Cardinals and potentially getting a trade done. This was Bob Nightingale, his comments on what he's hearing in terms of how real that move can be.
Is it possible in any way Nolan Arenado may have changed his mind and now want to come to Houston?
I don't think he's changed his mind on that. I don't. And I don't necessarily think that's, you know, reunited trade talks either. I think it might have came up, but I've heard there's no, talking to St. Louis people. And John Mozeliak, the president of baseball operations, says there's zero traction. So it doesn't look like, you know, that's going to happen at all. It would be kind of, it doesn't make real sense for it to happen now either. You're changing everything again. It's one thing to do that with Bregman. It's another thing to do, you know, for the guy that's never played for the Astros before.
Unless you desperately need him, but that
damn, he said zero traction.
Well, I mean, I greatly appreciate old Bobby Two Chains. I mean, he could have said unnamed source. You know what he said? The old president of baseball operations with the Cardinals.
I mean,
gave his first and last name.
Yeah. I mean, that kind of
zero traction.
Zero.
Must have been sipping on a little vodka cream.
Yeah, he'd talk to a writer from the St. Louis Dispatch.
Zero F's to give.
Yeah, there wasn't no reporter.
He talked to the guy who makes the decision. I see. This is one where, like, I look at this and Bobby, he also spoke and said this is going to be what the roster feels like, and like I just, and I know you're not, and maybe you are a little. I know Tyler damn sure is. Like, I just think that Astros fans should really, really start to maybe adjust their normal win-it-all expectations.
You watching this game today? I'm ready, man. I'm ready for opening day.
Yeah, I know.
Let's go.
That's what I said. Like, I'm not even going to try to convince the Fighting Tyler.
Well, I think Tyler's got a smirk on his face. I think even the trillest of fans.
Oh, and you know
see,
I'm
did
trill.
There, Bun B's coming
right
to rodeo.
There, that's what we get. Chop 20 right there.
I think they even have adjusted.
You think so?
Yeah.
Tyler, do you think so? You think Astros fans like Fighting Tyler? Like, have you adjusted your expectations for this team?
No.
You still got World Series or bust.
You have the same expectations you had for the team that you've had for the last several years.
I mean, maybe not quite to that extent. Maybe it has shifted, but I don't think it's shifted by a lot for me, and I don't think it's shifted by a lot for many Astros fans.
I believe your first answer. You said it quick, with it, and then Clint played in your head a little bit for a second there.
No,
it's
got to
change a little bit.
Like,
still have World Series expectations, but it can't. I mean, you can't be as confident now as you were with what we were doing.
No, but it all comes down to one singular thing for me, and maybe this is right or wrong in my own ideology. But it all comes down to me as far as the small change in expectations. It's because, man, what happened last year with the arms and the injuries? Surely, like, the bad luck can't be run back 2 years in a row. I mean, that was some of the craziest ish I've ever seen as far as injuries in baseball. So you get a lot of those guys back, hopefully stay healthy. And I think the arms alone and what you get back and return to the mound, I mean, expectations should be high.
But I just see it. And listen, I just hope somebody went deep again.
That's Cam Smith, Chief. Cam Smith just hit another bomb.
Cam Smith just went two for two, just went another oppo bomb.
Must add some Cam juice.
We're talking about this. yes, but we'll see what this nut comes up and it does. Who knows? It had to be some surprises. But I just say this, like, Clinton, Tyler, and anybody listening right now, like, you look at this, you all... above any fan base in the sport knows what a championship level team feels like. And you look at this team and compare it to what you know of a championship team feeling like.
Seven f***ing times.
Even though you do have the captain, Joe Espada, if this team...
We gotta talk about this.
What? This team feels just different.
For sure.
To me, the other ones, mm-hmm. right? Like it's like, hey, Spencer Arrighetti is the number three starter, and, you know, Pena might be batting sixth.
Jordan.
And, like, your the end of your lineup is Jake and Chaz and Pena, and, you know, it's just, it doesn't have the same feel as... the other one. So I screwed up. Just a little bit. This to me feels like fighting for the West.
It feels very different to me, no doubt. But different doesn't have to mean a big drop off.
No, it doesn't have to.
Doesn't have to.
It doesn't have to.
If these boys make a run, and I'm talking about World Series, right? If they just make a run in the playoffs and win a few games. I think it'd be one of the better outings that they've had in a long time.
If they won a series, let's say they won the West just like they did last year. They won the West and they played in that wild card round. They win that round. It's you're like, hey, that's it. That's it. Is that your expectation?
I think if this team this year with no Tucker, no Bregman, no Verlander, a bunch of youngsters that Tyler just mentioned, if they make a run and the run is deeper than what the Astros made last year with all those guys, which is exactly what you just said, yes, I think that would be a successful year.
I'm doing the World Series.
Outside anything other than that, you're like, hey.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think the...
Now, obviously, we could get into the season and Spencer Arrighetti and Blanco or...
Oh, they messed the bed, right?
Or the other way. Or they
be
are...
Great.
Be great, and now you kind of changes your thought process. But walking into it... I'm with you. Walking into it, like someone texted and said, the pitching, who's the ace? Well, I don't think that's it. I think Framber's an ace in this league, and I think Hunter has a chance to be one of the best twos in the league, too. It's just outside of certain things. Like right now, who you got coming out of the bullpen in the sixth or the seventh? to get to Abreu and Hader. Like, that's, you know, there's some concern level there with it. So, I don't know. It just feels different than some of the teams that we've watched here.